You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
That's what you got. Unhinged. Okay. They finally released. First off, fucking what a week for Trump. First off, they're like, hey, this guy's a FBI informant on Epstein. I was like, that doesn't sound good. Because I was like, that means he was there and doing things. How do you not go?
He was undercover agent.
I didn't
know. No. Informant. He was undercover though. No, informant. No, but informant undercover. Is different from undercover. Informant means that they probably. No. Informant means that they caught him doing something and then they flipped him. Like, so that means he was doing something and then they're like, hey, wasn't undercover.
Diplomatic immunity. I was like, that did not read well. And then Mike Johnson was like, whoa.
Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Yeah.
Whoops.
You took it out.
I didn't mean it like that.
And it's like, so you lied.
It was interesting because I was like, he tried to fucking publicly let the FBI know that he'd help them with, like, he'd be an informant on, like, the mob's dealings in, like, Atlantic City or some shit with their casinos back in the 80s.
I thought you're talking into, like, Nucky Thompson times.
No, this guy's a fucking snitch, dude. He's always been a snitch. Number one rat king, this guy.
Rat king.
he's like, yo, I'll sing. What do you want to know? Hey, we already got a text message from Irish Potato. Here's what happens in a post-apocalyptic event. Dan is somehow already in contact with the alien race. Maybe a plant from years ago. That tracks.
Deuces.
Andrew somehow lasts a few nights until they find him hiding in a closet, holding his action figures, and he soiled himself. They take pity on him and make him their sexual slave. Braden's cat kills him because he sucks.
Channing Tatum, fucking the end.
Zell becomes supreme ruler and leader over the BC province. Aliens make him a powerful dictator. They know Warlord. His legitimate. Oh, dude, get
sounds like
off
fucking
his
potato head. Is Zell's sex slave.
Yeah. Holy Christ. Fuck, dude.
You're all gonna be a
how
sex
hard
slave
was it to fucking type
with
that with Zell's dick in your hand? Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Not, he's fucking chicken.
Now we know why he didn't call.
Yeah.
You can't.
He's under the desk right now. This is how Dan and Zell reconnect on the starship. Dan telling Zell they have Andrew locked in a cage. The two of them free Andrew, kill the whole crew with the brown cord that Zell plays on a jerry-rigged guitar, and they set off into the universe to take down the alien race that decide to fuck with the world. Continued. Terrible, terrible take, aliens.
I thought it was good.
First off, you would. You would.
It's all right.
If you don't like it, he's going to bite your dick
10
off.
10 out of 10, fine. No notes.
Great theory. Loved everything you said.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
It's literally.
I mean, if I got to put out to stay alive, then it is what it is.
No, it's like you'd
I don't
like
agree
the
with
Channing,
shit in my pants.
No.
But
You'd be like Channing Tatum, and this is the end. You're like, you know, like, hey guys, is that an
Irish? That's Irish potato now. What do you need, Zell? What do you need, Zell? He guaranteed he thought Zell was going to be reading these texts. That's why he sent that. He's like,
I mean, I could, but I like when you read them. I like when you read, it's more entertaining. So
yeah, we got another one saying, "Is that hat chasing your hairline, Braden?" I don't have any hairline.
Hairline is gone.
There's no hairlines on this podcast anymore.
Yes,
the hairline. That's what we're all wearing hats. There's no hair left.
It's gone.
Take them off.
Sorry.
There's a shadow.
All of us packed.
Look at that.
Dan, you're next.
Dan's hat is permanently on his head, though. He doesn't take his hat off.
It's fused.
I just wear hats because I know I felt like it. Yeah, dude. The other thing with did you guys read the fucking Trump letter to Epstein that actually came out?
Was it real? That thing is so weird.
Was it real?
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Was it real?
So, was it that one like we talked about him? Like you?
Yes.
It's like to another year or something. Yeah, it's like something, a year of more secrets or something. Like, yeah, there's.
Yeah, but that's all because he was an informant.
Yeah, but I've seen it, but was it real?
So they got it from.
He denies it.
Yeah,
he denies it.
Yeah,
but
it's pretty fucking gay. I would deny
they got it from Epstein.
Could you imagine? Yeah. Could you imagine writing that to another man? I'm like, holy. I'm like,
they got it from
insane.
I guess the oversight committee got it from the Epstein's lawyers after a subpoena. And it's like the signature at the bottom looks like Donald's signature from that era. Like, but they say it's not him. They're like, that's not my signature. And it's like, well, looks like your signature.
This is what he writes, dude. It's so fucking weird. He writes, voiceover, there must be more to life than having everything. Donald. Yes, there is. Yes, so there is. But I won't tell you what it is. Jeffrey, nor will I. I also know what it is. Donald, we have certain things in common, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, yes, we do, to think of it. Donald, I can't see what this is. Something never aged. I can't.
Oh, enigmas never age. Is what it's
yeah, okay. Enigmas never age. Have you noticed that, Jeffrey? As a matter of fact, it was clear to me the first time I saw you. Donald, a pal is a wonderful thing. Happy birthday. Yeah. Dude, it's the gayest letter I've ever seen.
You sure that's not like, Potato Dizelle? That little correspondence there?
Yeah. Wait, is this how is that a two-way letter? What's going on here?
A letter written like that. Like it's written
Donald wrote it as if he's talking for both of them. Like some weird fucking narration.
Okay, well that's why it sounds.
Why it sounds weird.
Weird as fuck.
It is a weird letter. But it's also got like a, in the background, it's like the.
Naked lady.
Finger, naked lady.
Isn't he? Donald likes a doodle, like, right?
Yeah.
He's a doodler. Well,
apparently not, but there's
never
artwork.
Doodled in my life. There's, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't
Never
sweat.
Doodle. Never doodled.
Never doodled. Not a doodler. But it'd be great.
The FBI coming, hey, Donald, will you snitch? I'll be the best snitch. Never going to have snitch a greatest snitch you've ever seen.
If I was a snitch, you wouldn't know because I'd be the greatest snitch of all time.
Yeah.
Epstein.
Some people say I've already snitched.
Yeah. Epstein, is that a Jewish name?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
And it canceled.
All right. Yeah, he's is it an Israeli informant trying to fucking
is he a Mossad agent? Is that what you're asking?
Mossad agent?
Is he a Mossad agent?
I just asked if it was a Jewish name. I wasn't sure.
Oh. Wait, what gave it away, Zell?
The Steen?
Is that what it was?
It has nothing to do with a country of 8 million people controlling the whole
world.
Does it?
Was it because he was a financier? You're just being a little.
No, just asked about his last name. Sounded Jewish. I was just curious. Wasn't sure.
I don't know. 100%.
World's
I can't
first
see.
Billionaire dropout fucking financier.
That's right. He was a dropout.
He was a dropout. He never finished.
Yeah. How did he get his money? That's the ultimate question, right?
Lex
no one
Wessler.
Really knows.
Lex Wessler signed over his penthouse and gave up. He became the executor of his estate. That what happened? He gave him basically all his financial decisions over his money, which makes no fucking sense.
I think
that's a dude from Victoria's Secrets, right?
I don't know. I think it was probably mostly blackmail, like a lot of it.
Had to have been.
No.
Like he started off in that like prestigious school, and there was a lot of people in there that had a lot of connections and stuff, and he probably like caught somebody doing some stuff they weren't supposed to be doing, then started from there.
Well, he was doing stuff.
This is how this works.
You know, but yeah, but I'm saying if he was doing stuff that he was, you know, he was probably doing stuff, got people in on that stuff, and then he's like, hey, blackmail those guys. Like, I'm going to make a phone call or something.
Well, I bet he was planted there, though. Like, it doesn't make sense how he even got that job to begin with. Like, he wasn't qualified to work at that school.
I don't know. Back then, anybody could work fucking, I don't know.
They just caught, you know what it is? They just caught him being a diddler, and they're like, hey, do you think you could just keep doing this and get other people to do it too? And he's like, yeah, sure.
He just found something that worked and just rolled with it.
Hey, when you're passionate, it's never worked, right?
Well, no, but you think about it like that, it would be like, if you're going to get blackmail on someone, that is like the most horrible thing you could get blackmail on.
For sure.
You know, like that's so, like, I don't know. I feel like he was planted there to do that. To entice people, put these people in these situations because you get that on them. Well, I mean,
say if
you're going to subscribe to the whole Mossad agent thing, then.
Ooh. It's hard not to sometimes.
Well, I think that's, isn't that the leading theory?
It has to be.
It is for me, but.
Imagine just like a global, vast reaching conspiracy of blackmail. And that's what it all is. Perpetrated.
Like, I'm not even that, like, a thing. It's just like, if it's just a nation actor, like, it'd just be like, that would be the easiest way to, if you're a small country and you're looking to make big influence on the world, it would be the easiest to just do that. You have a military, but you're basically holding out your own borders. Like, you're not going to invade anybody. You're not going to like pressure anybody internationally with like a giant fucking 1 million ton aircraft carrier parking in somebody's backyard.
Well,
but you're going to be intelligence. Like, their intelligence is like all over the place. And that's what they've been doing for decades.
Most of their military, like all the, everything they use is American, isn't it?
No, they have their own stuff, but like there's military hardware, and but they definitely have a lot of money to like make their own. But like, I think,
how do they have so much money? Do they have oil? What's the resource? What's the money maker?
Well, for the longest time, we've given them a lot of money because they were like the doorstep or like, you know, into, they were like the foothold in the Middle East. Yeah. Like that's sure. what that, they're like the only real strong ally in the Middle East. It's like we could,
there's, you know, more people in New York City than in Israel. It's crazy.
Yeah. But I was like, yeah, but if you were a small nation state actor and you're trying to be like, yeah, you want to throw some influence around, you want to be able to like,
isn't the country smaller than Vancouver Island? Like, isn't it a tiny country?
Very tiny.
Is it really?
I think so. Oh, it's tiny. It's fucking tiny.
It is. It's pretty sure it's smaller than Lebanon.
Anyways, the blackmail thing. That makes all blackmail. And then like all these, we've talked about on the last podcast, we've talked about off the podcast, just like, we had all this video evidence. We're going to release the Epstein files. We don't have anything. We got nothing.
Just under 9,000 square miles.
Well, they said this birthday letter didn't exist. Like, the White House and stuff were denying the existence of this letter. And then it comes out and they're like,
of course they were though.
You know,
I don't think I've ever seen such a flip flop on a story.
So wow.
Ever.
So this fun. Whole thought, it's back and forth. It's crazy.
Like, the whole thing was running on, we're going to get to the bottom of this Epstein guy. And it's like,
we've got the folders. They gave the folders out.
Yeah, but the folders were empty.
And the folders. What, you're telling me they invited like influencers to come in there and they give them empty folders? What?
Dude,
That's why 3i Alice is coming. They're like, we've had it. We need the files.
Dude, the whole Epstein thing is it's actually the definition of gaslighting.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just like, here it is. No, it's not there. What are you talking about?
There were never any files. What are you talking about?
Never any files.
Then they were like, there's no missing minute from that video, like the prison video that they said. And then they released the full video and like, no, it's there. You guys told us that it wasn't, but it's there.
But this is what we're used to now. Like, they just do this with everything. We look at our whole, what we're going to refer to, space aids that we just talked about. That whole thing, exact same thing, flip flop. And
we never said that.
We never said this would be, you can't transmit it and you can't get it and you won't have symptoms. Like, none of this makes any sense. It's literally like they're trying to see what they can get us to believe.
Dude, it's that fucking totalitarian tiptoe, you know? It's like, let's push it. Oh, so much. Pull back a little bit. Push a little farther. Slowly, 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 slowly.
And just, honestly,
I don't
I'm
trust
going
anything
to,
anymore. It's nothing.
From it's now on, you guys
exhausting.
Are always going to receive the gayest birthday card from me of all time. With
you just talking to yourself?
And yeah, you're just me having a make-believe conversation between the two of us of whoever I send it to. And I'm always going to deny I said I've never drawn ever in my
life. You
got to
do a doodle,
I've never doodled.
Never doodled.
It's just all mine are just going to be big, veiny dicks, though. Permanent marker.
That's better.
With the little like Braden Zell. Enigma's never aged. Do you notice that?
Yeah. We have some things in common, don't we? Dude, it was pretty funny when everyone was like, he's dead. He hasn't seen or tweeted since Tuesday. It's Thursday.
Like 48 hours. Yeah.
They're like, it's weekend at Bernie's scenario here. They're propping Trump up. He's not even alive. He had a Band-Aid on his hand. He's dead. I was like,
he's dead. Fuck.
They're trying hard to cover up that bruise on his hand, though. They are trying real hard. Well,
it's probably because he's on blood thinners, though.
Okay. He's also 79 years old. If he dropped dead tomorrow, would anyone be like, oh, it's like, dude, he's an old man who's obviously unhealthy.
I could subscribe to the theory that he had some sort of procedure done. Like he was out for 48 hours.
Well, what do you mean?
Any of us would be so lucky. Any of us would be so lucky to be.
Well, he was out. He was out for like 48 hours. There's probably something just small, but
maybe he had
like
a fucking stint put in.
Yeah.
Like and now he's on blood thinners because he's showing the bruising and stuff like that on his hands. You would do that if you did have a cardiac event.
That's what I'm saying. That's why he was out for 48 hours.
Yeah. Like if anyone had a heart attack at 79, he'd be like, and he's obviously overweight, big guy.
You're crushing burgers nonstop.
You wouldn't be surprised about it.
What are you talking about? He gets all that cardio walking around the golf course. He's out there like,
does
every
he walk the course?
Other week.
He doesn't walk. He doesn't fucking
there's
walk.
No fucking
if he was walking, I'd be like, hey, man,
he walks to the
exercise.
Ball from the cart.
Yeah, like, there's no way.
You get a couple thousand steps in. Playing golf is more of a workout than you think if you walk the whole course. But if you're just driving, whatever.
Dude, yeah, walked the course recently.
Walking up hills and stuff,
I've ever been.
Golf is the number one way to ruin a good walk.
I was sweaty.
Don't do cardio.
Yeah. But there's no way. Like, honestly, I've said it before, I said it again. I don't know if I've ever conversated with a 79-year-old that I've been like, oh, yeah. This guy's got it.
He's got it.
Oh, there's lots. You'd be
there
surprised.
Is, but
I've talked to like guys in their 90s that are sharp as a fucking tack.
Oh yeah.
How old is Bernie Sanders? You listen to him on Rogan. He's fucking unreal.
Mm. He's like 84, something like that.
Like there's
he's like,
tons
I never took money
are,
from healthcare or pharmacare, and you're like, well, you took $1 million, no big deal.
There's tons of
you
seniors.
You took a little less than other people. Okay,
yeah,
no
you
big
did,
deal.
You're, that must be the some timers kicking in there.
Hey,
Brent.
It's the old scenario of if everyone's on steroids, no one's on steroids. Right? If everyone's taking money, no one's taking money. Everyone's taking it together. It's fine. No big deal.
I'm not.
You had to take the money to stay competitive.
Yeah, like, I'm not getting any money. What the fuck does that mean?
You're not a politician.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if they're giving it out, they should give it out to everyone. Then no one would have a problem with it.
You got no influence. Not giving you no money.
That's true.
Yeah, why would they give you money?
That's my goal. That's my goal with this show is that we get enough influence that
we can take some political money.
That big pharma is like, can you not talk about how taking Tylenol during pregnancy causes autism? Can we do that?
Wait, is that what they say? Tylenol during pregnancy is autism?
RFK is on that now. Yep.
He's like, fucking Tylenol.
You know what? That's probably more believable than autism. The vaccine angle. I'm just hearing it for the first time.
Well, people are abusing. I mean, maybe people are.
Yeah, you can. I don't know. Tylenol Where's kills tons of people every year. It's not.
Oh, you guys can move down to Florida where they're banning all vaccines. So I mean, don't require vaccines in schools
anymore.
Hold
up.
So you can do that.
Banning all vaccines?
Well, they're not requiring vaccines. Oh,
banning
for schools.
Them? Like you don't? You can't. You
no,
don't.
Not banning.
Where's this last bastion of freedom, Florida? You say?
Yeah. That's too late for me. I got them all.
I had to get one just to keep my job.
You guys will live in Orlando. Crazy. You guys will be near Disney World.
I like that.
Hey, the last time I got one, I left a lump in my armpit that I have to now go get an ultrasound on because it's still there 4 years later. So just saying. I'm not saying it was caused. I'm just saying it happened.
Wasn't the
very
moldy
quickly
dangerous.
After I got it.
Yeah. Maybe the Danishes.
And even my doctor went a little suspicious. That's all she said. And I went, really? She goes, you're not the first one I've heard. I was like, oh, thank God. They got a good doctor. She fucking says something about it.
Yeah. I got, I'll say this. Every time I go to the hospital, they're like, you want a tetanus? I'm like, fuck, give it to me. I'll take the tetanus like a Pez dispenser, baby.
Why?
Anytime it's offer, tetanus. Because no, I always forget.
They should be asking you, when was your last tetanus? So they should giving them to
you. I go, I don't know.
Don't they kind of misdiagnose or just give you every time you get a rust? Isn't tetanus not caused by a rusty nail? Isn't it caused by something else? But every time you get a rusty nail, they fucking give you tetanus? Yeah,
like I've gotten it from dog bites. I've gotten it from needle sticks. I've gotten it from rusty.
You've gotten tetanus or you got the shot?
No, I've got the shot every time. I got stabbed in the arm once. I got it from there.
Tetanus is caused by a bacterium called Colostrum tetani, which is found in soil, dust, and animal feces. So I guess the rusty nails is like what could be.
Wouldn't be anything that punctures the skin, pretty much. Like anything.
Yeah, it's just a that blanket.
Holds up
just
how
in
many
case.
Times I've gotten it.
Yeah.
I think isn't it like possible like 10 years you're supposed to, every 10 years you're supposed to just in case get it.
I don't know, but sometimes they'll give it to you again just to be safe. Or maybe they just want to pump you full of fucking garbage. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know anything about it. I just know that I got every vaccine in my life. I got no problems. Got one. Got a lump. Bob's your uncle. Now what? Now I'm dead. Now I'm probably dying. And the podcast is over.
Game over for you.
Oh, it'll continue. It just won't be as polished. On the back end.
I gave you a template. You'll be fine.
Well, once I set up my new computer, that's gone though. So it's...
I better save it just in case.
We got Michael Swayze or... Hold on.
Patrick Swayze?
I actually think he didn't want me to say his name. So from now on, he's Patrick Swayze. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a single glass of wine.
So hot and dirty dancing.
He said, my quick notes, Braden gets so buff from TRT that he can finally hold his shits in.
His sphincter becomes so jacked, he doesn't shit his pants.
The muscles tighten back up.
So are you saying
nice.
He's got a dilated asshole? Is that why he keeps shitting his pants?
Just loose muscle mass, maybe.
I don't know.
Back there. We hire the girl from the near-death experience episode of ATT to forge for us.
She lives by
dude, she, we're going to die.
She lives by me.
Yeah, we're absolutely going to die.
She forged, die. What did she forge? Water or whatever? And
a tea. Yeah. There's a certain tea.
Yeah, she fucking.
It was like fucking wolfsbane tea
or
some shit.
Did I ever tell you guys that
she
like,
died?
She attributes like her big career boom to our podcast.
Really?
What?
Yeah, she's like somebody heard us on her podcast and invested in her company. And now like she does really, really well.
Well, that's give us some money then.
Send it back. What
Isn't
the
that
fuck?
Crazy?
What do you give back?
Yeah, pay it forward.
What was her company?
She's like super thankful.
I don't even remember her name.
Yeah, she makes tea leaves.
Sarah Snow.
And tea bags.
Maybe she had the worst near-death experience I've ever
she's
heard.
Still living in her commune in Mexico or whatever? Nope. Like,
I shouldn't say where she lives.
Does she live?
Yeah. She lives at 3342.
Andrew's like, here's her address. Yeah. Her favorite. Her favorite.
That's
thing,
called doxing, and we get canceled for that.
Let's give her some more knee indies.
Actually, we know her name.
We know her name.
He's a public figure. It's fine. You can say her name.
It's and then we juice up two kicks from ATT and conspiracies.
Two kicks single handedly takes over the fucking alien species.
He would be on TRT. Guaranteed.
Oh, he's already big time.
Buddy, he's the two T's in fucking TRT. It's fucking...
It says, no need to grow food. You just eat your neighbor's ass. Alex Jones style. I like that. Eat that ass. Yeah. And Zell, thank you for reading my mind about the Legion lady. Fucking sing, bitch. Yeah. Hell yeah. Oh.
Incoming voice call. Incoming voice call.
I found him.
It'll be the first call of the show. Let's see if it works.
Oh, God, he's dead.
Oh, I answered. They hung up. I'm calling him back. I can call back on this one, though.
What?
Two kicks died.
What?
What? Did he get kicked?
Facebook group says remembering.
Ooh.
Hello? Yeah. All right. This episode of Alien Theorist Theorizing is sponsored again by our good friends at Mood.com. Mood is an online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days, podcasts, research, and anything in between. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends, and they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. You can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code ALIEN. We've tried their gummies and each one has a different... feel. The Sleepy Time gummies are my personal favorite and knock me out in 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. And their Epic Euphoria gummies? Perfect blend for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button. You're not just going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere for that matter. Best of all, Mood stands behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee. So Mood.com, to get those functional support gummies, find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code ALIEN at checkout to save 20% off your first order. All right, back to theorizing.
Hang up on me.
What's up?
Who is this?
Who's this? That's the question.
Oh, I didn't know, because you know, I didn't say who this was.
Oh, you just called the show. Theorist Theorizing. Called you right back.
Oh, hey. Hey, this is Tim from Virginia. I called back in an extravaganza 200.
Oh, shit. Long time ago. We forgot. We were drunk.
Yeah, Tim, we're having a tough time right now, buddy. We just found out Two Kicks died.
Two Kicks is dead.
He's... Well, all right.
I hope he's still kicking those pearly gates right now.
He's kicking Jesus right now.
He died the same year as other wrestling legends. So
this is true. He went up. He's up there with Hogan.
Yeah.
Anyways, what do you got to talk about tonight?
Well, I just wanted to say, long time listener, first time caller.
Hell yeah!
Hey, this is John Jacoby. Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, buddy?
John Jacoby, why does your profile picture not look anything like you?
Because
they may or may not be a black couple.
Well, that's remember.
This is catfish.
My girlfriend.
This is catfish. Yeah.
My girlfriend's from Uganda, Africa. Remember that? Yeah, I think that's her like mom or something.
Are you using her boyfriend's phone? What's going on?
What's going on here?
Hey, Mboy Gway, okay.
What? That's fucking awesome. Whatever you said.
That's Ugandan.
I hope you're making fun of Braden right now with that.
Yeah, well, at first I called Braden a dog. And then I said, I love you to the moon and back. You know, sorry, Braden. Nice. Sorry, bud. Sorry, bud. He's
Give him
still
an
my
open
boy.
Mouth kiss while you're at it.
Yeah. Use some tongue. All right, you got anything for us? You're just calling in to kiss ass?
I just wanted to see if it worked. I just wanted to see if it worked, brother.
Hey, someone had to be first.
Brother. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Hey, see you.
Appreciate it, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Call in with something.
I'm sure.
didn't even give us a theory on aliens. Didn't give us a thought on.
What's your thought on 3-Eye fucking Atlas?
To be fair, he hung up just to see if it worked, and then you called.
Yeah,
I did call him back.
That is right? true.
So yeah. I mean,
yeah. Okay.
He didn't call us. You called him.
So
Braden just got so quiet. Why did you get so quiet? What happened?
I don't know.
It doesn't sound quiet to me.
Because he found out fucking.
Sounds like he's a shitty computer, potato.
I wonder if it's because I have the WhatsApp connected to my computer too, so it does something with fucks up with the audio.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Could be. Well, you know what I like about the actual number? I can see when people are texting. I mean, man, the anticipation's killing me.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. Oh, he fucking stopped. Fuck you! Finish it.
The other... The other thing we're going to talk about is fucking Nessie, dude. Nessie's been hitting it big this year.
Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of sightings.
Dude, not even sightings. Fucking blips, radar blips, baby. As big as a bus. Moving, right?
As
under the water.
As big as a bus.
Like a, what kind of bus?
a short bus.
A short bus.
Still pretty big though to be under the water.
I mean, yeah. I was like, they got the whole thing out set up there. I was like, man, that would still be a fun tour to be on the Loch Ness. I know you probably wouldn't see shit, but it'd be like, be a pretty cool tour.
Yeah, from the sonar blips from Loch Ness Explorer, September sweeps, a 200-foot elongated serpentine shape at a depth of 700 feet, moving at 2 knots, and then it dipped and vanished. It repeated echoes with heat signatures and synced with drone footage of surface wakes. Mm. They're saying possible eels or seals, like a group of eels and seals.
200 feet?
Yes. Just a fucking the old tail seal the,
like,
pack.
Yeah, nose to tail. Like,
all right, we got a call. We're going to ask Steven here what he thinks about Loch Ness Monster. Steven, welcome to the show.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. What do you think about Loch Ness Monster?
There's and not Jesus.
What do you think you called God? Is that what you said?
Because I didn't know I was calling about Loch Ness.
Well, you can call it. Well, we just happen to be talking about Loch Ness while you called.
Yo, what's your thoughts on Nessie?
Give us an unhinged theory about the Loch Ness Monster. And
Do you believe in Nessie?
Of course. Didn't they just find some new footage the other day?
Yeah, fuck yeah, they did. Fuck yeah, they did. Four this year. It's been a hot year. It's already doubled last year's sightings. No big deal.
No biggie.
What do you got for us tonight? What did you want to call and talk about?
I got like a weird story from
what?
Are you talking to us while you're in the bathroom?
Yeah, are you taking a shit right now?
Did you put us on speaker?
Some pills or something?
Yeah, you just got quiet. Are you just put on some speaker or are you on earbuds or something?
Yeah, no, I'm on an earbud.
Just take those earbuds out and put the phone right up to your mouth. Works better. Okay.
Appreciate Does this it. Sound better?
Yeah.
Yep, it's good right
now. What do you got for us?
Good. A couple of years ago, I'm a BC boy myself. North Van, living in Burnaby now. But
have you ever met John G. Singh?
No, I can't say that I have.
Fuck.
Too bad.
That's hilarious. But I was like going camping up in Squamish many years ago. And back then I was driving like freaking Nissan Versa.
Nissan Versa,
exactly. Yeah, just this little ass, little coupe thing. But we'd gone way the hell up the Squamish logging roads, and a place I've been to many times before. But we pulled way into our campground, and then as soon as I got there, I was meeting a lot of people there for a big, huge camping thing. And as soon as I got there, like a couple minutes later, people were like, hey, let's go back to the bridge, which I just driven over like 30 minutes before in my little Versa, and we to go smoke a joint on the bridge. And so we went and did that. And then as we came back to the campground, which was like not far away, there's like all these rocks and branches and everything thrown all over the road. And so we were like, we just walked over there. I would have had to have moved that shit out of my way to get my Versa down that road. But lo and behold, just as soon as we walked back, there's all this shit over the road. And I don't know. What do you guys think that would be?
Well, it's obviously Bigfoot. There's no doubt about it.
Could it be TRT or grizzly bears?
It's an hour up Squamish from Vancouver and then another hour up the logging road.
Like anyone who is not from BC listening, that area is like the
filthy with Bigfoots.
It's filthy with Bigfoots, buddy. That's where Coyote Peterson himself tried to fool us all with that fake Bigfoot.
Finding the skull.
It was in that area. So it's like, it's thick, dude. It's rich. I mean, like, other than that, I mean,
it's 95% chance of bear, 5% Bigfoot.
Or a big old fucking moose trucking through and just crashing through some bush.
There's
no
bears up there throwing rocks and big tree trunks all over the road. Like, it was crazy because I'd just been down that road 20 minutes earlier, 30 minutes earlier or so. And then,
good point. Actually, the tree trunks, I mean, the rocks maybe, but yeah, trees, that's Bigfoot. Oh, yeah. Then.
Big old branches and shit. Like I would have had to move that shit to get my little, I got a Tacoma like yours now, Zell? Well, your old one, at least.
Mine's in Afghanistan, actually, with the yeah, fucking 50 cal.
Afghanistan?
You have, I think what you meant to say is you have a Tacoma like Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. Yeah, mine's toast forever, unfortunately, but I mean, yeah, you probably were in a Bigfoot fucking close to the nest.
We were way up there, so.
How fast did you get out of there?
Oh, no, we had a huge, like, rager that night. There was, like, lights.
Fuck. All right, well.
Big rave going on after that.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, at least he didn't have a couple
was probably
people.
There at the rave.
Like, oh, dude.
All kicked off, really. That was just as the sun went down, and that's when he was getting pissed off.
There's also some fucking weird people in the Squamish area, so it's like, dude, maybe it's some just weird bush people that are like, fuck.
Like, God, eyes people.
Yeah, like.
Some hermits.
Right? Like, fucking trying to ruin their time, right?
It was probably the conversation officers.
Conversation officers.
Oh, they always want to talk.
Yeah.
All right, boys, you guys have a good night. That was my story.
All right, thanks, Steve. Thanks, appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Peace. Phone's working. Dude,
yeah, phone's working. It's the weird thing about having weird things like that happen in the bush to you is like, no one, did you take a picture? No, I know you didn't take a picture, Steve. Why not? Where's your fucking picture?
Okay, listen here, Mister.
Yeah, but
I didn't take
no
a picture.
Place to talk there, fucking Cheeto fingers.
Yeah, all right. I know.
Guy's seen an alien craft.
Right?
Did not take a video of it. He says.
But he's had more encounters with weird chicks than anyone too. I know, and he's got fucking nothing.
That's why I'm an expert. No, that's why I'm an expert.
I used to have some sympathy for people like, well, you got to open your phone. I'm like, no, you don't. You double tap the side. You double tap the side button, boom, camera's up.
It's true.
I was like, dude,
there's faster ways to do it.
No excuse.
After I figured out
my phone
out
was
you could
in the passenger seat. I didn't think it was, I didn't think what I was seeing was what I was seeing when it happened. And then I was like, ah, it was too late. I couldn't take my eyes off it. So that probably would happen to him too. Just weird.
See,
but I mean,
what I'm hearing, I'm hearing a lot of excuses.
Absolutely.
Of a lot of them.
Sorry, Steve. My apologies.
Yeah.
There's no place to talk.
Fine, I take it back, Steve.
But Steve, you should take a fucking picture of the wreckage at least.
Yeah. Yes. What? Where's the fucking?
Hey, you know what? Maybe we didn't actually take. Did we ask him if he took a picture? If you did, send it in. You can send
he
it.
He would have said.
You send it in. On WhatsApp.
That would have been.
Yeah, we show it right on.
You can send videos, voicemail, or not voicemail.
Yeah, no more
voice.
No more taking words for it. Send it in. It. You have the evidence in a text right now.
Right now. We're
right now.
If you have it, send it in.
Send it in. It's that's the like you're with a group though. Like I mean, I don't know. There's fucking weird shit in the woods, dude. Could be a plethora of things.
Plethora.
Yeah. Is that that's a word, Dan. Why are you,
it's a plethora.
Plethora.
A plethora. Plethora.
Yeah.
Plethora.
Potato, potato, Dan. Oh,
it's plethora.
Tomato, tomato. There was also a UFO sighting over Disney World's Epcot Center. You guys see that?
Like if you're going to see a UFO, that's where it would be over Epcot Center.
Oh, dude. They'd be checking that shit out for sure.
I'm telling you right now.
What the fuck is this thing? Trying to geodesic down.
I've never been down there. I have no idea what even
Disney.
What it looks like.
Disney. Epcot you've never been to Disney
maybe
World.
Twice. I've been. To Epcot
never been
twice.
I went to Disneyland
to
when
Disney
I was
World.
Like. My parents took me when I was what? 10 or something.
I've never been to Disney World.
Didn't we go to Disney World? No, we went to fucking Universal.
Universal.
I'm telling
you
right
pass
now.
Out on the Hulk ride like a little bitch.
Yeah. You
literally
passed
lost
over.
Consciousness.
Oh,
okay. All right. All right.
We're gonna fucking start. We're going to start this,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah, we are.
Dude, you went on the fucking bitch. Double Dragons roller coaster from Harry Potter and puked.
I got dizzy.
You were like,
I got dizzy. I didn't
pass
out.
Even.
The Hulk
dude,
is way more even. Intense.
He said, I have to sit down. That ride's for kids. I blacked out on the Hulk. I didn't realize it was going to go 0 to 100 in 2 seconds.
Yeah,
I didn't have my neck
bitch.
Prepared. My head was stuck
out.
To the side of the seat. I wasn't prepared.
No, you lost
right?
full on consciousness. Noodle necked. Like right at the beginning.
Yeah, it hurt.
But, super embarrassing.
Right at the
but
beginning.
But I came back. I came back. Woo!
I don't know this guy. I don't know.
Fully out.
I can't even go on roller coasters anymore, I don't think. I get instant headaches. Boom.
Yeah, I cannot believe. Dude, you're going to sit here.
I can't believe you passed out like a little bitch.
I wouldn't
and
pass
you got
out.
Off the Harry Potter one.
I would just have
at
a headache.
At the Wizardly World, I fucking
it
hit
was
every
spinning
single,
in circles.
I hit every single one of those fucking wand tricks. First try. No fucking problem. And you're going to sit here and fucking give me shit about
wands.
The fucking Hulk.
What are you talking about? You must have.
I had a wand.
We didn't get no fucking wands. Dragons.
Sounds like a brain injury to me.
It sounds like he was passed out on a ride thinking he was in Harry Potter world.
Avada Kedavra!
I was wondering why you were pulling out of your pants there.
I didn't do that. I think you did.
You have a good holding technique there. I like that.
Yeah, you look like fucking Lord Voldemort over here.
The fucking Elder Wand, baby. That's why. Can't believe you fucking talk shit about me. Why'd you pass out? Unbelievable.
And when are you going to put up your lights in your studio?
Me?
Yeah, don't you have your overhead lights? It's so dark in there.
I got, there's, what do you think that red and blue's going on right now?
No, but you used to have like these like fucking overhead, like bright, nice lights. You could really see your dome, chrome dome.
I have two nice lights. They're in the back though.
It's Avada Kedavra, not Avada Kedavra. You fucking honest it.
Well, I don't want to kill anyone on the fucking show, you fucking nitwit. Duh.
Avada Kedavra, right? You fucking hillbilly.
Right?
Know I'm not your fucking spells.
He's a I'm muggle. Gonna, relax.
I'm not going to kill people on the fucking show.
Yeah.
What a douche. Right? What do you think? I'm just going to fuck. You know what? When I see, if this guy was on air right now, the fucking Adava.
If he was on video, could you kill him?
Ooh. I don't know. We'll try. No, I'd try.
No.
I try.
You put the wand up to the phone. And just.
I would try. I would try. Yeah, it's, dude, it's roller coasters at this day and age. Terrible. Like, for.
I'll still do them.
At this age?
I'll go on, but yeah, I'm going to be have an instant headache.
Yeah,
no, like my CTE can get worse.
It can. Yeah, sure. I think.
No.
I think you might get worse.
Buddy, you get lightheaded standing up and you're going to fucking give me shit about the Hulk ride.
You get lightheaded doing nothing. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
No.
You fucking got out of breath just saying that sentence. So shut the fuck up.
I think I have my doctor said that you can get like things like type of like inner ear, like it's like a kind of a crystal that forms and it throws off your balance, gives you headaches and stuff.
It's vestibular. It's vertigo. It's your
crystals so in your. She's like,
you could charge it by the moon.
You could go to the
kind of holistic medicine guy.
Everybody fucking has them, dipshit.
Everyone get this, get big. They get too big.
You got ear crystals.
Yes. I got ear crystals.
That are too big.
You probably have them too if you're passing out on a fucking roller coaster.
The only crystals this guy has are in his fucking kidneys.
Yeah, from that fucking sugar wine you drink every day. God damn.
Dude, there's no crystal ears.
You get crystals
it's
in your
a
ears.
Fucking fact, dipshit.
It's a fact.
That's how people get vertigo.
I just see that hardens. I don't know about crystals, but like I thought it just like hardens. Like it doesn't.
It's what it literally
crystals hardens
into a crystal.
To crystal.
Why? And that's how you get vertigo.
Is it as hard as a crystal? I don't think so.
There's lots of different types of crystal. Some crystal is extremely brittle. It's not a diamond.
All right.
All right.
Whatever.
Anyways, I'm going to get that checked out, and I'm going to do my exercises, and I'm going to get rid of that crystal, and I'm going to go on a roller coaster, and I'm not going to pass out.
The Epley maneuver.
Yeah. A what?
The Epley maneuver.
Oh, like the head tilting stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, she recommended I look into that.
What, are you just fucking like Stevie Wonder?
Yeah.
Go up, down, and then they lay you back, and it's supposed to realign the fucking crystals.
Get those crystals fixed up.
I just trap you into one of those, the freaking...
You got to get those chakras next.
Is Brayden a wino? Yes.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Fuck, Brayden. Look at it, how rosy his fucking cheeks
are. He's always red.
That's the lights. That's the lights. Look at this. I can fix it.
Fix the lights.
No, it's not going to look any better.
And it's black. No, it's no light on your face. And you're half your face is in.
No, it didn't work.
Darkness.
It didn't
work. You look more red.
Whatever. It's hot. I'm wearing a sweater for the first time in a while, too. It's a little warm in here.
How does that be? It's hot.
Dude, having 6 or 7 drinks a night is not an alcoholic.
But right? You are 100%.
Why no?
Hey, I'm not too far behind you, but you got me beat, I think.
I would surprise you guys. You guys would be surprised how little I do drink.
No.
I would?
Yes. I would be surprised because it's not a thing.
I do drink quite a bit of wine.
How many? Two, three glasses a night or what?
No.
Whole bottle?
Four.
One glass,
four.
The giant fucking chalice.
Is a fucking bottle of wine, pretty much.
One glass a night. That's
one
it.
Goblet.
That huge glass.
One 750 one milliliter.
Yeah, 1 3-foot glass.
One chalice of wine.
126-ounce cup of
goblet.
Wine.
One goblet. Yeah.
Hey, at least you're making it yourself, though. It's cheaper. Much cheaper. Yeah.
The only other thing we had on the agenda that we didn't get to that I wanted to talk about was Anonymous made the claim that NASA is going to leak fucking alien invasion this year. I went down this rabbit hole of this guy, Thomas Zubertchin. He was the NASA's associate administrator for science mission directorate from 2016 to 2022. He basically, dude, like every big project, James Webb Telescope, like everything that cool that NASA did, he was involved. In 2017, he like had this big press conference. Well, I don't know if it was a press conference, but a video. And like he was doing an interview and he was like, "We are on the cusp. We are on the cusp." And he said, like no other time in our history, we are on the verge of answering, are we alone? And he's like, guy gets really excited about finding, you know, life. And that, like QAnon's like, QAnon, Anonymous has jumped on and be like, that's what this 3IA Atlas is about. It's him. It's him. This is what he was talking about. And it's like, really, this guy was talking about like microbial life.
He was talking about, like, yeah, there's like Enceladus and Venus. Yeah, dude, like those two, like there was two big ones where like, we're still kind of being like, maybe there's stuff.
He was nerding out being like, yeah, fuck it. We're going to find some microbes here pretty soon. And like, but like, dude, this guy was dope. Like he, and after he left, he just vanished out of the spotlight. He's like, yeah, we're done. I'm done with NASA. Like he moved back to fucking Sweden. Yeah. And
what would you do like, after you've hit the thing? Like you hit the top. You're like,
yeah. And then he's just like chilling. Like, he's still alive.
Just set my telescope. He's fucking chilling out.
Put my telescope. I'm in Sweden. Oh. Like I'm living in Sweden with my telescope in the backyard.
He probably has a like, ball and telescope and he's just sitting on his deck every night.
Hanging out.
Watching 3IA Atlas coming in.
And got his star chart out and just like,
That was the only other thing we hit. Now we hit everything. We talked about
it. You know, we got through it all. No, I like that style. That was fun. That was fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, we got a nice little tangent about the alien invasions. Went longer than I thought it would, but it always does. I think we could probably talk about an hour about almost anything. Put our mind to
hour
it.
Goes by.
Hours. Dude, hours are the golden number. It doesn't get, things are going, things are moving.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Yeah. It doesn't drag. You're like, hey, yeah, I like the hour. No fresh comments in there. Perfect.
Perfect. If you're listening to this on the old feed, it will soon be on a new feed. If you're listening to this on the new feed, Theorist Theorizing, we will be updating our Patreon with a bunch of beauties on there. But if I give you the current name, it's going to be confusing. So in the next couple episodes, we're going to update the name, get that all sorted out again. All that bonus stuff, ad-free, all the good stuff. We'll keep going. Hopefully, we'll be able to get back to a little more of a routine. But until then, we appreciate everyone who's going to follow us over to the new show, Theorist Theorizing. Same, but different. Better.
And if you want to text the show when we're not live, or if you want to call in the post show, in the Unhinged post show, 236-970-8505. You shoot us a text anytime. We're not going to respond, but we might read it if it's funny.
Text,
or if it's interesting.
You could leave a voice memo. You could send, if you go back to your camp and it's ripped apart, take a picture and send it to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can video yourself.
100%.
Saying your message.
You can send us anything you want.
Via WhatsApp.
If you send it, anything. I mean, you could send it via your own.
Oh, I don't have to read it, so you can send anything.
If you're in Canada, it's fine. But if you're anywhere else, you run the risk of your own charges texting that number. That's up to you. If you have an international plan or whatever, that's up to you. But WhatsApp is free.
Yeah. Jump on that WhatsApp, baby.
WhatsApp. Simple. Sweet. That was fun. We got a tagline for this show or what? Not yet.
Fuck and see ya.
Fuck a peace, bitch. All right.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.